Thanks for joining me today on Mission Network News. I'm Ruth Kramer. A surge of gang violence in Haiti and a disheartening report on gang demographics, but there's an undercurrent of hope. Meanwhile, churches in Ukraine are meeting a critical winter need, and you can help. We'll tell you how in just a few moments. We'll begin today in Haiti, where a gang attacked the community of Arkea yesterday. It came just a week after another gang killed 115 people in the town of Ponsonde. Authorities estimate 30% of gang members in Haiti are actually children, recruited for combat, housekeeping, or worse. Dierf serves with Everyman Awoyer, a ministry of Transworld Radio. He has made the risky journey into Port-au-Prince, which is 80% controlled by gangs.
They ask you to pay a fee in order to be able to cross. And if drivers do not want to pay that fee, they may be killed, you know, or kidnapped.
One pastor connected with Everyman Awoyer was kidnapped last week. There's been no word of him since. 600 more troops from Kenya will soon join the nearly 400 already stationed in Haiti, but Dierf says they've been ineffective.
What the population is looking for is basically for them to engage in a fight against the gang members. We don't see that happening.
Everyman Awoyer disciples Haitian men on how to have personal time with God, lead their families, endure suffering, and be sexually pure. They need your prayer.
Pray for protection and safety as we travel across Haiti. And second, for God to raise up, you know, a new generation of men who would embrace the idea of going and make disciples and to better understand the Great Commission.
Meanwhile, a first-of-its-kind report was just released looking at ethnic and religious violence in northern Nigeria. The Observatory for Religious Freedom in Africa examined incidents of extreme violence in the region between October 2019 and September 2023. With more than 30,000 civilian deaths, the report found that Christians were disproportionately targeted. Much of the violence in northern Nigeria came from Fulani herdsmen. Greg Kelly with Unknown Nation says,
what aggravates it is the constraintment of grazing land and then the fact that the Fulani are Muslim and the farmers are Christian. And so you have that religious tension that comes in there too. So there's a lot of dynamics that are at work here, but fundamentally Christians are being killed and the government largely is non-responsive to these atrocities.
Unknown Nations works with some Christians in southern Nigeria to go into the north with audio Bibles. But Kelly says those with the greatest heart to reach Muslims in northern Nigeria with the gospel are Christians at risk in the north.
That's been our focus is as we pray, we look to how do we mobilize the Christians in the north. They will be the ones who will reach the Fulani. They will be the ones who reach the Hausa and the Kanuri.
Pray for gospel impact. And have you experienced what it's like to be chilled to the bone? Remember that moment when warmth finally wrapped around you again? With winter fast approaching in Ukraine, Russian forces are targeting civilian power sources. Slava Gospel Association's Eric Mock says they're ramping up their Heat and Hope program in Ukraine just in time.
Even as we speak, we are currently moving generators into churches. In this case, a lot of these churches will be sheltering people because we want them to at least be centers where they can go and warm. They can plug in their phones and try to contact someone else. They can get a warm meal.
The Heat and Hope outreach also goes beyond meeting physical needs.
They hear the hope of the gospel. They hear of an eternal hope that is undimmed by the continued assault of this war, that as the world becomes its hardest, clarity in seeing God becomes its greatest.
Heat and Hope with SGA needs your help to support church relief and gospel efforts in Ukraine. We'll connect you at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Transworld Radio is offering a free devotional called Making Waves, TWR's journey to reach the world for Christ through media. It paints a dynamic portrait of how God is using TWR, its partners, and media to transform individuals' lives. We hope it'll embolden God's calling in your own life. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.